Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
24 minutes. Oh, Jesus. He's like a bloke who's got diarrhea at the moment, Sam. I mean, he's clearly getting something on the phone, and he's in and out of the room at 1,000 miles. He can't sit still. Well, you've got something on the go over here. Have you got something on the go?
No, we're all good.
All right, righto. I'll tell you what matters. 73-point turnarounds matter against teams that are sitting in the top four. When you do that, And we've seen what you can do when you are happy and humming, like we have with Collingwood for the last couple of years. I think we sit back and take notice. That mattered on the weekend. Yep. How much it matters, time will tell. But that was emphatic and phenomenal.
Well, just on that, heading into their next game on Thursday against Essendon, does it matter for Essendon if they play Draper, Wright, Goldstein, and Jones?
Well, yes, it will matter against
Collingwood. Do you think that's a good decision or not?
What? Are you asking me that question?
Clearly they're not going to do that, are they?
It's a head fake.
Brad Scott's indication today is Draper is a lock, Wright is a lock, Jones isn't getting dropped, and Goldstein's going beautifully. So
one of the ruckmen can't play.
They can't drop Harry Jones.
No,
why?
So is it Goldstein or Draper for the purpose of this
exercise? Well, he's guaranteed
Draper
today, so it has to be Goldstein. Who's clearly better in the ruck at the moment than Sam Draper.
Yep.
Draper is struggling.
Just on this debate, so I find the two ruck situation so fascinating.
Brad loves two ruck.
It matters. So, okay, Essendon are doing it. I would say it didn't work because Draper's not a forward. I don't think it worked. Port Adelaide have tried it and failed miserably.
Yep.
Carlton have tried it and it's unlocked their clearance game. Now, Kane Corns' theory is you can do it as long as one of them can play forward. Clearly, Tom DeCone
he
was kicking goals forward, but he's kicking goals from the ruck too. So maybe the time he gets out of the centre square, he comes in with more energy. And maybe when he was rucking solo, that was led to the push for Mark Pitnett to come in. It's still a turnover-based game, and Carlton have been much better in the turnover game this year than last. But, gee, they were second last in clearance differential after four games, and they're undefeated.
Well, it helps that number 18's back in the team.
It does, but Pitnett coming back, whether by coincidence or not, has unlocked that clearance game, and he should take a lot of credit for that because they've gone plus 7, plus 16 in clearances when he's been in there. And as I said, DeConing's energy when Pitt has to have a rest has been big as well.
No doubt.
15 touches, 3-1, and all sorts of influence.
Is this your matter, or are we just adding Carlton to an Essendon matter? Like, what's going on here?
No, you're talking about the two ruck.
Two ruck debate across the I put Port Adelaide in there as well.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
No, he's done what
value adding.
He's done what Gaze he doesn't.
Yeah, exactly right. He's done exactly what we encouraged Andrew to do, and now all Andrew is doing in here, for those who can't see, is having issues with the fact that one of his might have been taken.
And when the situation with Pitnett comes in, and you get the response from DeConing up forward, that's when you could understand why others might consider that option, like you mentioned.
So the two rucks though, like can you play two pure ruck? You can't, can you?
Depends on the skill sets, though, doesn't it?
No, I don't think you can.
One has to be able to go forward.
I think it's harder early in the season as well, when the game is a bit quicker. I think it's even harder.
Yeah, yeah. Now, one of them has to be able to...
DeConing went forward and kicked three, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Not many rucks can do that.
That's what we're saying.
That's the problem.
One of them has to be able to do that.
That's important. Their ability to not just be a pure ruckman.
You can count on one hand how many rucks can go and play permanent forward and be decent at it.
It's why David.
Well, Wright can do that. Well, I'm not missing the point.
He's not a ruckman, though.
It's why David Hale.
The other way around. It's more the rucks that can go forward.
Yeah, it's why David Hale was such
Paul
an
Salmon,
important player at Hawthorn.
Simon Madden. Yep. But there haven't been many.
Yep, there haven't been many. Was that yours? You've added yours to that? I'll tell you what matters.
No, he was next, though.
I beg your pardon. I thought you were
two away.
I'm happy to.
No, you're the guest. It's good to have you back, young fella.
I want to hear from Gazy. I'll tell you what doesn't matter anymore, seemingly. The Gabba. Undefeated there last year. Can't win there this year, Brisbane.
Staggering.
Zipping three after, I think they were 10 and zip 12 months ago. Not the Gabatois anymore by any stretch of the imagination. So I think they're on the road this week and then back at home the week after.
The Giants and then a Q-clash.
Q-clash, of course.
Mm. Is there a little asterisk next to it because of the conditions where that really neutralised any sort of...
And Geelong are very good in the wet. You don't want to get Geelong in the wet.
But the two earlier ones, I think.
And I think they won in all conditions there last year. So
they just beat everyone whenever.
Mm.
It was horrible going up there.
So Giants next, you say?
Giants in Canberra on Anzac Day.
And they're 2-4 at the moment.
Oh, that'll be a good game.
Mm.
That will be a good
game.
They'll
be praying Hogan and Green get suspended.
Yeah, well, yeah. So we did. So, yeah, okay, we didn't talk about the Jesse Hogan one. Anyone got any issues with that? Getting a week for that?
He has to go, doesn't he?
Well, they'll argue force, clearly, and they'll probably try to argue that it's below the force required for reportable
offence.
Isn't
it very similar to Mason Redmond?
Yeah, and this is the Charlie Ballard, for lack of a better phrase, the Charlie Ballard rule that they adjusted over the off-season, whereas it's going to be always graded intentional, even if you are trying to shove an opponent in the chest off the ball, because it is off the ball, it's graded intentional.
Yeah.
And that's why, because it's intentional, it's low impact, it's high, that's a trigger for a week. If it was careless, it would be a fine only.
Well, how could that be anything other than intentional? He's standing there looking at the bloke and decides to swing his right fist at him.
Yeah, because I think in the past they would say,
100% intentional. He knows exactly what he's doing.
I was trying to shove him in the chest was the excuse.
Mm-hmm. Not that one, Jesse.
Well, it did slide up his shoulder.
Jesse Hogan?
Yeah, he sort of went and then it hit him in the shoulder and then copped him
a little.
But I hate
that defence. Who cares if it hits you
in the
shoulder?
No, that's true.
It's where it ends up.
What was he trying to do?
Trying to hit him.
That's right.
Well, push him off maybe. Might be a...
Oh, you reckon?
An aggressive push off.
No? I don't think so.
I think he's
anyway.
In trouble.
Anyway.
Hey, bring your mouth guards week matters. When you look at the Hawthorn Football Club, what?
I agree.
Is that an official week?
That's what it was for the Hawks last week. Yeah. And there was some commentary that that's not the modern way to do it because, you know, waiting if they peter out in the last quarter, that intensity during the week, is it ultimately going to get to the result that you're looking for? Well, based on what we saw from the Hawks, we saw Jai Newcombe have one of his, actually probably his best game of the season.
Yep.
And then even someone like Josh Weddle, who copped it a couple of weeks ago, I think it was against Collingwood when there might have been
a bit of a flinch, and now
you go through that intense week, and I saw some vision of it of the week that the wrestling that was going on to reinforce the necessity of aggression and pressure. He's been vindicated and it mattered.
100%.
And I think that the evidence was that it had the desired effect and made it a very, very tough day for the North Melbourne Football Club.
What happens to the players that don't wear mouth guards in a game on Bring Your Mouth Guards?
Well, I think
what
it's,
do they do?
Bring your falsies.
I think it's not literally.
Hey, we got to get to a break, but nice to see you finally giving Sam Mitchell a rap. It's taken a long time.
Are you joking?
19 minutes to 5.
You're a putrid man.